So, I'm going to talk about the last film that I saw. And for me, the last film that I saw was last week. I went to see The Help. It's a film based on a book written by the author Catherine Stockett. The story is set in the early 1960s in Jackson, Mississippi, at the height of the racial segregation in the United States of America. So the whole film and the whole book is told from the perspective of three women: Eugenia, who is called Skeeter, Minnie, and Abilene. Minnie and Abilene are both African American maids who clean houses and take care of the children of rich white families. So they are hired as the help. And although they are an important part of the family dynamics, they are still discriminated against, even by the families for whom they work. So, Eugenia Phelan is a young white woman, played by the actress Emma Stone, who wants to become a journalist. She takes a job at the local newspaper called the Jackson Journal. And to write a column about cleaning and giving household tips. But what she really wants to write about is something meaningful and important. So Eugenia's family is a rich family in Mississippi who owns a cotton plantation that employs many maids in the area. Constantine was Eugenia's family's maid and helped raise her as a little girl. But Eugenia comes home from university to find that her mother has fired Constantine because she was embarrassed of what the people in Jackson thought of the family. And Eugenia is heartbroken as Constantine was like a mother figure to her. So, Skeeter becomes more and more aware and disgusted with what she sees in Jackson. So her friends are all married with families and their own maids, but they treat them with very, very little respect and love. And despite the fact that they are the ones who raise their children and do their housework, the maids are forced to use separate toilets and bathrooms in the house. They are not allowed to eat with the families. They are not even allowed to use the same plates or glasses. And they are paid very little for what they do. So Skeeter is one of the few women in the town and of that period who disagrees with the segregation system and the injustice. So she decides to, she's going to write about what's happening. She's going to write a book from the point of view of the help. So she secretly interviews them and asks them to tell her their stories and their secrets. And she convinces them to denounce the white families that they work for. And of course, at the beginning, the maids are scared to do this and they refuse. But the book is anonymous, and as the discrimination gets worse in Jackson, more and more maids from the community decide to tell their story. So Eugenie and the women risk a lot to work on the books because the laws of Mississippi state that white people and the help are not allowed out to mix outside the workplace. They are not allowed to meet up or to socialize. But Skeeter believes that the women deserve the chance to have a voice, even if it is anonymous. So when the book is written and published, it becomes a very big scandal. It's very, very successful and sells a lot of books all over the country. But as the women, the white women of Jackson, read the book, they begin to realize who the anonymous women in the stories are, and they're furious and threaten to report Skeeter and the maids to the police. So I really, really loved this film because I love this period of American history. So I'm studying English literature and history at university right now. So for me, a book with historical context is very interesting. And I've always been interested in the period of American history of the civil rights movement and the racial problems. And the story of the help was a perfect example of this. So I also think Emma Stone, who plays Skeeter, is amazing in this film. It's her first serious role, and I think she acted it very well. And even though the subject of the story and the context is very difficult and sad, the film is full of very, very funny moments. And the actresses who play Minnie and Abilene are also very good and very funny, and you get completely involved in the film. So seeing this film has made me want to buy the book so that I can compare them, and I would recommend this film to anybody, and it's, to me, it's one of the best films I've seen in the past year.